Nolte, actor Jeffrey Rush wins $600,000 against media in hashtag MeToo defamation case. By John Nolte on April 12, 2019. Oscar winner Jeffrey Rush won a major judgment that could eventually be worth millions against an Australian newspaper. In 2017, at the height of the hashtag MeToo moral panic, Australia's Daily Telegraph published two articles accusing Rush of various hashtag MeToo crimes against rising Australian stage actress Erin Jean Nerville. She played Cordelia in a production of the Sydney Theatre Company's 2015 production of King Lear, which starred Rush. The Sydney tabloid Daily described Rush as a pervert and sexual predator towards Nerville. Rush immediately denied the charges and filed suit against the paper and its reporter, Jonathan Moran, for defamation and damages. According to Rush's lawyer, the story devastated the married actor's career. "He may never work again," he told the media. In his scathing judgment, Judge Michael Whitney came out swinging against the newspaper, Moran, and Nerville. After admitting she was an intelligent, articulate and confident witness who was endeavoring to give an honest recollection, he wrote of Nerville that, emphasis added throughout. "Here are a number of aspects to the evidence which raise significant issues about her credibility as a witness and the reliability of the evidence she gave concerning the disputed events. Those issues generally relate to the consistency or inconsistency of her version or account of the relevant events over time, and the consistency or inconsistency of her evidence with more contemporaneous statements or objective indications of the nature of her relationship with Mr. Rush at the relevant time. There were also some indications in Ms. Nerville's evidence that she was a witness who was, at times, prone to embellishment or exaggeration. Ms. Nerville's evidence concerning Mr. Rush's conduct, particularly during the rehearsals, was generally inconsistent with the contemporaneous statements that Ms. Nerville made to journalists about what it was like to work alongside Mr. Rush in King Lear. Ms. Nerville's explanation for the statements she made to the journalists is considered in detail later. Ms. Nerville's evidence about Mr. Rush's conduct was inconsistent in important respects with the account which she appears to have given to Ms. Crowe on April 5, 2016, only a few months after the conclusion of the performances of King Lear. Of the newspaper, the judge wrote, "This was, in all the circumstances, a recklessly irresponsible piece of journalism. It is difficult to avoid the conclusion that it was calculated to damage nationwide, and Mr. Moran's conduct in publishing the November 30, 2017 articles was in all the circumstances both improper and unjustifiable." Nerville claims she had witnesses who would confirm Rush's misdeeds, but those witnesses not only failed to corroborate her allegations, they contradicted them. Nerville was the newspaper's key witness during the trial. Whitney initially awarded Rush $850,000, about $600,000, in damages and said the actor is entitled to more. "That amount, which will likely be based on lost wages and reputational damage, will be decided at a later date." Rush's suit is for $25 million. Naturally, the hideous and corrupt media are not horrified over what happened to Rush, are not writing cautionary tales about how awful it is that one of their own smeared a 67-year-old man's world reputation. Nope. The media are only worried about how these lawsuits make it harder for them to do this to other people. According to Media Watch host Paul Berry, the Telegraph's case couldn't have gone any worse. "Among the losers from it," he said, "were future victims of sexual misbehavior who may want to make a complaint to a news outlet. They are going to be severely discouraged from doing so because the consequences are so extreme," he said. Justice Whitney's criticism of Ms. Nerville sent a very bad sign, Barry added. "It will mean that any reporting of those stories will be much more difficult than it was. Well, in a sane world it would be more difficult to publish a story that basically annihilates an entire human being, and there should be serious consequences when someone gets it wrong." Although this victorious lawsuit against the fake news media was won in Australia, let's hope it portends good things for Nick Sandman, the 16-year-old boy smeared as a racist by the American media. Unlike Oscar winner Rush, Sandman is not a public figure and he's a minor. Nevertheless, the American media attacked this innocent boy as a bullying bigot, even after video proved he had done nothing wrong, that he himself was the victim of a menacing American Indian activist and a group of racist black nationalists. Sandman is currently suing CNN and The Washington Post for around $250 million each and deserves every cent of it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.